Guess what, y'all? It is episode 100 of the Positioning to Profit podcast. Woo! Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Okay, you probably think I'm being super silly, but I am really genuinely excited about episode 100 of the Positioning to Profit podcast. I always had it in my mind that I would get to that milestone, and it is here, and for that, I am so thankful. So this episode is just going to be a recap of sorts, plus some shares around my experience of how it was going back in the day and now how it's going now. And just some key takeaways. I've been an entrepreneur in this game for quite a while, and I figured I would just do a solo show, just me and you. We're going to be talking and sharing about what's this whole thing with Positioning to Profit, how it all came to be. And thank you for all of the support. And I'll go into all the things on this episode. So I'm super excited to share it with you. All right. And with that, here we go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me, because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. All right. The amazing episode 100. Such a treat. And I have to tell you, I procrastinated a little bit on putting it together because I didn't plan accordingly. And my team was asking me, they're like, okay, what are we going to do for the 100th episode? And I thought about some options, and I had my group in Prolific Cafe, all the mavens over there, and I had said, hey, if you guys want to leave an audio, and then nothing happened. And I have to tell you, I got in my head a little bit, and it was so silly, and then I snapped myself out of it real quick. And here's the deal. We all have those moments of doubt, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to say, and this and that. So I had a really beautiful conversation with some of the mavens on a call we had earlier this week, and I'm going to share a little clip with you on that. I'll be a little vulnerable in that space and putting it out there. But I wanted to give a recap of where it all started, like where it started and then how it's going now, that whole theme. And where it started was quite simply in January of 2013, I quit my cushy corporate job. I had a very comfortable lifestyle working in corporate, but I was not very aligned, and I couldn't even articulate what it was that I wanted, but I know I didn't want to be there anymore. So I had planned to leave my corporate job, and as it were, I turned on a promotion, I gave back my stock options that I had, and I left on a high note, which I'm really thankful for. But in my head, I was like, okay, I'm going to give this whole entrepreneur thing a go. And I set out and went through a whole host of crazy emotions back then, because I had let go of a job, and that I was so conditioned to know that, I mean, that's literally all I knew. And even the people that I was surrounded with, they were in that same space. You know, we're just employees. And I shouldn't say just, because that's not what I mean. I mean, we're so in it that we don't understand where there are other opportunities. At least I didn't for myself. So I'm really thankful, and will always be thankful for that that opportunity of me working in corporate. And I have to tell you, when I originally quit in January of 2013, in full transparency, I was arrogant about it. I was like, yeah, you know, the big F you to corporate. Blah. And I didn't ever want to go back, you know, and I had ego about it. But the fact of the matter is, through this journey, I came to realize that I learned so much, and there's so much for me to be thankful for. And it was a ride, and I learned a lot, and I met really great people along the way. And for that, I look back when I had my big epiphany of how Positioning to Profit started, I sat in gratitude and I recognized how arrogant of me to turn my back on all that I had acquired in terms of what I learned, certainly the people I met, which of course I love to connect with people and the amazing people I met when I was in corporate. But yeah, that was quite a learning for me. It was something that I had to grow out of. So as I ventured into entrepreneurship, the one thing that I did recognize is just how awesome being an entrepreneur is, the good, the bad, the ugly. I have gone through all the phases. And as any good entrepreneur will tell you, you will too, if you want to have the full experience. So back in between 2013 and 2014, 2015, I literally was this crazy ball of nerves. And I was like, oh my God, how am I going to replace my income? And this was where I recognized the importance of having mentorship. So I connected with one of my early mentors by happenstance. There are no mistakes in the universe with the people that you meet. And I met somebody who opened my eyes to what it was and opened my eyes to one of the most beautiful messages that I have ever learned. And I was never the same ever since. Was I was freaking out about money and how, because I had the employee mindset. And he told me entrepreneurs create new money. So if you understand that fundamental truth, you will never struggle. And when I really understood that, when I really knew that that was absolutely in my hands for me to create new money whenever I needed to, everything changed. And so I replaced my income very quickly, actually. But this is where things got off rails a little bit, because my interpretation of replacing income was that I had to work really hard for my money, really hard. And I didn't have a problem with that. I'm of the belief that, or I used to be, let me check that, cancel that. I used to be the belief was like, well, if it's a matter of working hard, then nobody's going to work harder than me. And I would do anything to meet my goals. And if I had to work, you know, 20 hours a day, 4 hours of sleep, no water, no food, I'm in. I'm going to do it. You know, I had to make it really hard on myself. And through a whole series of situations that happened to me, everything is working for me. Now that I recognize all of these good things that happen, I found myself at an all-time low of in January. Of 2018, really low. In fact, extremely low. That was the moment that I almost gave it all up. And I said, I don't think I'm wired for this entrepreneurship. Maybe it's just easier for me to get a job. And it was then that I went out for a walk one day and I switched on to listen to a podcast. And that flag that comes up in Stitcher said, oh, you may like this podcast. And that is where I heard the mentor that changed my life significantly, Jim Fortin. And he was on a podcast and he presented some ideas around be to have and identity and how people struggle with money because they don't understand how money works. It doesn't come from hard work. Immediately got my ears perked. So long story short, in that whole podcast on that walk, I was so captivated. And there was an invitation for a webinar. I attended the webinar and he was selling his coaching program, transformational coaching program. And I was credit card in hand within 5 minutes. I could not get enough. And that is where, for me, everything shifted in significant ways. And really where I started was just really being exploratory, having fun. I used to be so serious. And I went through a lot of transition and a lot of uncertainty because I didn't believe in myself enough, right? And these were the lessons that I had to learn along the way. And the thing with entrepreneurship that I want you to know is that it's very iterative. It is very exploratory. And I really cannot tell you enough that if you're in this state where you're unsure if it's worth it, if you're like struggling right now, that's just a season. Trust your gut. Listen to your intuition. Trust yourself more. And one of the things that I wanted to focus on early on when I started a podcast, my first podcast was actually in 2015. It was called Boss Free Society with my friend Tim Wambach. And we interviewed internet marketers. We interviewed all kinds of really, really cool people, very famous people, actually. And that went over really well. And we did about 148 episodes that we recorded. I think you can find about 120 right now. But that was a really good experience. We kind of parted ways on very, very good terms. He's an outstanding human being. And I had that itch again to start up a podcast in 2018. So fast forward, I love podcasting because it's such a way to connect and share this download of the ideas that I have and who it could potentially serve. At the same time, when Tim and I had started our first podcast, we had this idea from Jim Rohn, where Jim Rohn would write down all his ideas in these journals. And he said, I want to keep this library so I could pass it on to my children, my grandchildren. And he and I connected on Jim Rohn and connected on this philosophy or this idea of collecting these tidbits. And I go back and every now and then, you know, not all the time, I listen to the podcast. I'm like, oh, wow, that's really good. That was a really good idea. And somehow, somewhere, I feel like when my kids get older and they're kind of old enough to listen, they'll say, hey, Mom, let me take a listen to these podcasts that you did and see if they can grab a spark or two of entrepreneur wisdom. And so that's why I do it. I also enjoy it tremendously. So back in 2018, I started a new podcast and it was called Her Legacy Podcast. And the idea behind it was that I wanted to celebrate women in entrepreneurship, tell more stories, and really just highlight what it meant to be an entrepreneur, because the first podcast I had, Boss Through Society, was very male oriented. In the internet marketing space, I want to say 95% of the people that we interviewed were all men. And I just really came to recognize, I'm like, gosh, there's not enough women talking here. I want to highlight these women that are entrepreneurs, and I want to go beyond the regular, you know, 10 women that everybody hears on these podcasts because they have such massive followings. I wanted to highlight the smaller unknown entrepreneurs, and that was my idea behind it. So I got into the podcast and I was struggling a little bit with the message. I was like, I don't know if this is really hitting the mark yet. I recorded 30 episodes and I felt kind of this nudge to change things, right? And so this was my first thing. I have been very diligent ever since I've been in Jim Fortin's program to just go within, to listen to what feels right, to trusting your gut, to listening to your intuition. And I remember him saying a quote, he's like, you need to trust yourself more. I was like, you know what? You're right, you know? And I recognized that the name of the podcast was a little bit off. I didn't really enjoy it as much. I felt the message was off. And so I went out for a walk. I don't know. These things happen when I go out for my walk. I just get these downloads sometimes and I'm like, positioning. That's what I'm going to be talking about because nobody else is. At the same time, through a corporate engagement I had, I recognized that in the corporate environment, when there's a new product launch, there's so many conversations to be had around positioning. And yet we in the small entrepreneurship space aren't talking about positioning at all. So that is what felt right. I had this massive epiphany about it. And it just felt right. It felt like that perfect pair of shoes that you put on and you're like, ah, these are so comfortable. This is just right. And I felt in that moment that I found my message. So I didn't want to redo the 30 podcasts I had done. I just renamed the podcast Positioning to Profit and off I went. And the reason is because I wanted to share this whole process of finding your positioning, standing out uniquely, right? And I recognize that the messaging part of it is so critical. So fast forward, here we are to episode 100. And how it's going now is that I really have come to synthesize that there's three specific components to what is working really well right now in what I do, you know, in my message, in the business model that I have and who I'm serving. So much so that finally I feel like I am so in sync, so harmonized with my message, so clear about what I want to do and who I want to serve and how I want to serve them, that this is where I'm at. So there are three components that I want to share with you today to what's working really well with me in what I'm doing right now and see if this sparks an interest in you and if you can apply any of these things, okay? So the first one is you have to understand your positioning. It's something that I'm very passionate about. And in fact, I want to capture that mind share with you that anytime you think about positioning, you think, oh, I got to check out Positioning to Profit because that's where I'm going to get all the insights on positioning. And basically what that means is positioning is the foundational strategy of how you stand out It is the thing that you have a deep understanding of. So with the goal of capturing mindshare, right? When you understand your market, in other words, your premium prospect, you understand them, have a really deep understanding of their hopes, their fears, their desires, their wishes, their frustrations, all of that. You understand your market, and then you understand your message is how you are positioning yourself so that when you get in front of them, you're saying something that's new, unique, and interesting. And then you focus on the offers that are compelling, that are interesting, so that they are connecting with them. This is something new that they haven't heard before of how you can help them. That is magical. And that, in brief, is the power of positioning. Okay, and then after I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to hang my head on this whole positioning thing, then the other thing that I discovered in working with people and working with the clients, the amazing clients that I get to work with, is clarity. Clarity is supreme. Clarity around what kind of business do you want? Who do you want to serve? Clarity both on the internal and external front. Here's what I mean. On the external front, clarity comes from having that foundation. Clarity comes from your strategy. Is it clear enough? Clarity comes from testing and tweaking and letting go of your attachment of what the results are going to be or what you think they're supposed to be. And then clarity on the internal front is really owning that you're different, not being a copycat, owning what you love to do, loving yourself so much that you have to live your purpose. Which brings me to the last component of why I know I'm aligned. So we talked about positioning, we talked about clarity, and then we talked about accountability. And from an accountability standpoint, it is all about, and I know it sounds really corporate, right, to say accountability, but it is so powerful. But what I mean in this instance is that you should not go at this entrepreneur thing alone. It's lonely if you do. It's actually confusing if you do, and it's easy to give up if you do. It's so easy to retreat back to a job that is unfulfilling. It doesn't have to be, but in my case, it was. But where the big opportunity is from the accountability front is finding your tribe, the community that celebrates with you, that is cheering you on, that is helping you win, that is celebrating the entire process along the way. Now, I have the honor and privilege that I get to live my Dharma each and every single day. I love what I do, undisputably, undeniably. It is truly my passion. So from an accountability standpoint, I'm happy to keep my clients accountable and the Mavens and Prolific Cafe or my one-on-one clients or any of the clients that I work with. But one of the things that came out in one of the recent calls in Prolific Cafe where the Mavens turned the tables on me and they basically held me accountable to say, share more of the message that you have. And so I grabbed a clip out of that and I'm vulnerably sharing it with you. It's a little cringy, but it's important because I want you to know your message matters.
Are you receiving what just happened, Patty?
Like what? What do you mean?
With Joanne's really good prompt?
Yeah, no, I'm super grateful. I'm super grateful. It's been the most rewarding thing, like to share this space and everything and yeah, just be like completely authentic.
I don't know that you get it. Let me just have 1 second of rant and then I'll shut up.
Okay. Is that
Patricia?
Yes.
Okay. Patricia, you've got these amazing women here that are mirroring back to you your pain points and resolution. And Joanne's prompt is like, boom, you're opening, right? And so I just want you to recognize that you could just take clips out of this whole thing and have this like thing.
Yeah.
So I dare you.
Okay. And it's so feisty today.
I would also love to, you know, talk about how that was for you when you opened up Prolific Cafe. And it was, I mean, from my perspective, I'm like, holy shit, I'm talking to Patty, you know, like,
honestly, you guys, I didn't want to do it at all. I didn't want to do my group coaching at all. I didn't want to do launches because I hate launching. I just don't like the launching thing. And truly, I can't even talk about it because I start crying. Annie, she changed everything for me, you know? It just, every time, it's just so emotional for me because I was like, oh, I got to put this stupid boot camp together and this and that. And even though I know my stuff, it's not that I don't think that I know my stuff. It was just, I just didn't want to, you know? I was like, oh, having to, in the back of my head, I'm like, if I fail at this, I'm just so sick of it, you know? I'm sick of it. And then her mother's, she was very, very ill. And she had passed and or something, right? It was, she was in hospice. And then she said in the TCP group, she's like, I joined the boot camp and she's like, I just wanted something for myself. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. And that's when I really understood. I'm like, this stupid boot camp is not about me at all. It's about like, I had no idea that it would impact people in the way that it did, you know? And that literally changed. I was like, for 3 days, I couldn't stop crying. I'm like, oh my God, I finally know what it is. I finally know what this is all about, you know? Because at first I was like, oh, I don't want to have like a whole group. And if it was women only and this and that. And anyway, it was just really, really fascinating how that was really the catalyst for everything. And then after that, I was like, okay, I have to do this because this is not about me at all. Like, even though I had heard Jim say it, for 2 years prior, right? He said it over and over again. I'm like, yeah, got it, check the box, got it. But I didn't really, I understood it, but I didn't know it. And I never really, that's why I'm like, so my biggest driver, and then I had a whole thing with Karen Turpin. And then I was like, oh my God, Karen, I'm supposed to activate expansion for people. She's like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. And so the whole thing there was about like, again, it's not about me. So that's why I'm so passionate to help you all, because you all impact people and I get to help with that. That's my way. So that's it.
I want to say that is super powerful. And like, I'm just getting a glimpse of that, you know, because it isn't about us. Like, our businesses aren't about us. They're about helping other people.
Yes. If you guys understood what I know, you would never be scared or think, what are they going to say about me? You would never, ever, ever hesitate ever.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't. You would do it because that's what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean?
So my friends, there you have it. That is what I have shared in over 100 episodes, stories of fellow female entrepreneurs who want to share their own story, their message, the people that they are supposed to impact. So now back to you. How are you sharing your message? Because it does matter. If you have the seed of inspiration to share, don't deny it. Keep going. Because if it's coming through you, it is meant to go out to the world. Please understand that, because when you do, you will be the most fulfilled you've ever been. And if I can help you on your road along the way, I am here. That is my dharma. That is what I love to do. I activate expansion for female entrepreneurs. And for more information, you can catch me over at positioningtoprofit.com or join the Mavens in prolificcafe.com, prolificcafe.com. And thank you so much for checking out this episode. What an honor, what a ride it's been, and I'm only getting started. A very special thank you to my amazing team for helping me with the business. Thank you to Charlotte for your social media prowess. Thank you to Lelaine for helping out the Mavens and Prolific Cafe and helping with this podcast. And thank you to Christy, who literally keeps the wheels turning in the business. And without the team, I couldn't do what I do. So thank you, ladies, for helping me impact others. All right. Catch me over on social media, PattyDominguez_ on Instagram or on LinkedIn, Patty Dominguez, or on Facebook. Let me know how I can support you in your business. All right. Thanks, everybody.